Let's come back home. Front Strand at Balbriggan, Lochshinney Beach, Sandyman Strand, all in County Dublin, Ladies Bay in Buncrana in County Donegal, and Tránaimán at Unspiddale in County Galway. Their water not up to standard. All failed the Environmental Protection Agency's water quality test. And why? Sewage. The EPA says the relevant local authorities and Uisce Éireann have plans to improve water quality at those beaches. The vast majority of beaches have good quality bathing water, but heavy rainfall last summer led to several closures, again because of sewage. Niall Horgan is with us, he's in our Limerick studio, and he's with us from Uisce Éireann today. Niall Horgan, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Gavin.
What's the plan to improve water quality at these particular five beaches?
Well, these particular five beaches, Gavin, they form part of the EPA water quality report, which highlights a variety of factors that can influence bathing water quality, such as septic tanks, misconnections, urban runoff, and where the report at these beaches has identified urban wastewater as being one of those pressures. Uisce Éireann has plans in place or delivered already to address those. For example, at Spittal in County Galway, we completed last year a new wastewater treatment plant there, which has eliminated the previously untreated discharge of raw sewage. This, now ahead of the coming bathing water season, we'll anticipate will lead to significant improvements in bathing water quality for Spittal. Similarly, in Balbriggan, while there are, again, a number of pressures on the bathing waters in Balbriggan, there we have works underway and due to be completed, again, just ahead of the coming bathing season, in terms of providing additional capacity within the network and pumping stations in the Balbriggan area, again, ahead of the bathing season. So, we anticipate, again, further improvements in those areas. And similarly, you mentioned Ladies Bay in Buncrana. At the moment, we have a project underway since 2023 there, which will provide additional stormwater storage in the network and eliminate two stormwater overflows and upgrade a number of kilometres in the network there, all leading to further improvements in the bathing water quality.
Now, the last report by your regulator, this is the Commission for the Regulation of Utilities, highlighted the large number of urban areas with no wastewater treatment, as well as the number of both once-off and recurring incidents in relation to wastewater. At that time, there were 33 towns and cities where sewage was being discharged untreated. That's against a target of zero. How many towns and cities is sewage being discharged untreated into now?
Well, when Uisce Éireann was established, there were up to 50 towns and villages discharging raw sewage. That number currently stands at 27. So significant progress has been made to bring that down to 27. And projects are underway in approximately 13 others right now to eliminate those untreated discharges.
But in those 27 towns, sewage is going straight into the sea or straight into rivers or whatever else, whatever other water facilities are there. Is that right?
Unfortunately, that had been a practice for a number of decades at some towns and villages across the country, yes. But again, critical is identifying which ones, the larger agglomerations, the more significant ones, those have been addressed first and moving to eliminate all by 2027.
One of the other elements, and again it's in relation to sewage, that was identified by the EPA was sewage misconnections. What are misconnections?
Misconnections can typically arise when maybe someone is developing a property or carrying out some renovation work and can, instead of connecting into the foul sewer, they mistakenly connect into the surface water network, which means then that their urban wastewater discharges directly, usually to the closest receiving water body there, without going to the proper treatment plant.
Untreated?
Untreated, yes.
While you're with us, the Shannon pipeline, any development?
I don't have an update on that for you at the minute, Gavin.
Okay. All right. Niall Horgan from Uisce Éireann, thank you very much for joining us from our Limerick studio today. More on the news at one after this break.